It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
I've spoken before that very lucky to have my license. Got it first time. When I was 18.
Well done.
One day after my birthday.
Yeah.
Went down to Vic Roads, got my manual license. I got the three-point turn. Glad I didn't get the reverse parallel.
I got the reverse parallel. Yeah.
I was freaking.
Man. And I just rode that clutch.
Yeah, you did. When you were learning, though, did your parents teach you, or did you actually do driving lessons?
I did that both. So we didn't have a manual car, but Mum and Dad wanted me to get my manual license, so I did driving lessons.
Yep.
In the manual.
And how many lessons do you reckon you did?
You know, they always a little bit sketchy.
No, they're not.
I don't know. In my experience, the guy I was going with is like, yeah, I think you need a few more. And I'm like, no, I don't.
I think I'm all right. Yeah.
I think I'm all right. But yeah, no, I don't even remember.
Double figures, do you reckon?
No, maybe. Nah, probably about, you know what? Probably like 10.
Really?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Well, it could be a lot worse because a mum has taken over 1,000 driving lessons over the past 30 years to get her license. And she still hasn't passed.
Okay, do not give this woman a license.
Well, just you wait.
Do not. I know there's try again, but nah.
Yeah.
Over
1,000 driving lessons. Something's not right.
Yeah.
What's wrong? Isabel Stedman is from Bedfordshire over in the UK.
We're so good with these names.
We love it.
A lot of UK stories today.
She had her first lesson when she was 17 and she is now 47. She says she becomes very overwhelmed by the experience and finds roundabouts particularly difficult.
Give it up, love. Sorry, take the bus.
Now, aren't roundabouts the easiest part of driving?
Literally the easiest part.
Look to your right. If there's no cars coming, you drive.
Exactly.
Although my mum did tell me something very good about a roundabout. Never trust an indicator on a roundabout.
Oh, yeah.
Some people don't put them on.
Yeah.
Some people put them on, don't mean them.
Yeah.
Never trust an indicator. She reckons that she has spent more than £10,000 on lessons, which makes sense if you're having over 1,000 lessons. I've been learning for 30 years, but still, whenever I get in the car, it feels like I've never been in a car before, and it's terrifying.
You're terrifying me, woman.
What is going on? Anyway, I think this is why she continues to fail time and time again. She says, I get so anxious and overwhelmed that my brain cuts out and I lose consciousness for a few seconds. When I wake up, we're on the side of the road because my instructor has grabbed the wheel to pull her off to the side of the road.
Yeah.
She actually passes out because she gets so nervous behind the wheel.
Okay, speaking for the nervous community, I can say, my brain definitely turns off when I get really nervous, but I'm still conscious.
Yeah.
Sorry, love, you're not able to drive.
Yeah.
I'm all for people breaking the glass ceiling and all that. But if someone has to pull over in a dual-operated car because you're asleep and you can't deal with roundabouts, like, nah.
It's not for you.
It's not for you.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
I looked into the night sky last night and I saw a moon beaming down on me.
Yeah.
How are the crystals doing?
Yeah, no, they're inside now.
Are they charged?
Yeah, they're charged.
You know what I did think? That it's weird that you don't have like one of the crystals on a necklace, because I've seen people get around Geelong and they have like a small little crystal on a chain.
Yeah.
Do you have one? Or you do have one?
I don't have one on me at the moment. I don't really wear jewellery anymore.
Oh.
I don't know. It gets in the way.
I don't know. I
wear it on like a night out or something, but
I was thinking of getting into the crystal thing.
Mate, I hold my hand. We'll do it.
I won't hold your hand, but I think I just want to start with one crystal.
Okay.
And just see where it takes me.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, 100%.
Because I feel like, what's the worst that's going to happen? The energy doesn't work and I've got nothing to lose from it. Maybe $50.
Do you know what? I remember someone telling me once, don't ever think bad about a crystal because they can hear you. And they told me that when I was a child and I used to wig out.
I'm not talking bad about crystals. I'm just saying I've got nothing to lose.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll sort it for you.
Yeah, I want a good one though.
Okay.
One that's going to do good stuff for me.
Okay.
Like bring heaps of money and good career.
Money related and career. Okay. Yeah.
Are there those crystals?
You're not asking for much.
Are there those crystals out there?
Yeah, of course there are. Mate, I'm serious.
And have you got one of those crystals?
Yes, I've got all of them.
Must be very nice. Your pay salary, is it?
Oh, yeah, really? Oh, I'm covered in crystals, just shining like a diamond, mate.
Oh, very good.
Miss the show? Here are the best bits of Tom and Logie. Tom and Logie. On K-Rock.
I'm loving this. Let's do it.
This is it. Guess the year.
I believed it.
Wow.
I'm loving this.
Yeah, for the last time. Oh, no.
I know.
Spewing.
Guess the year. If you're not sure how it's played, basically we are going to hear a song. We do not know what these songs are. But no. Then you and I have to take our minds back through the mists of time and figure out, hey, when was that song released? And we can relate it to our emotions at the time.
Yes, we can. You know, looking back, what I should have done is cheated.
Why?
I should have listened to
cheat.
The songs, yeah. Done a couple of Googles, but that would have involved preparation,
yeah.
Which I didn't do.
And, you know, the honesty policy, mate. Come on now.
I know.
So we're going to hear it. It is the best out of three. And on three, we have to actually give our years. I'm not good at explaining things.
Logs, and also, if you go over the year, just like the Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
There we go. It doesn't count.
It has
to be below.
Yeah, you can play along at home. And as Tom always says, please don't use a pen and paper whilst driving because that is dangerous.
Here we go.
Just
song
in your brain.
Number one. Sorry, no.
You're right, mate.
Here we go. Song number one.
Oh, okay.
Footloose.
It's not Footloose at all.
Is it? This is out of Footloose, though, is it?
No. This is Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Oh.
It's Wham.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Oh, Andy, you upset so
many. For some reason, I thought that was in Footloose.
No. Have you seen Footloose?
Haven't seen Footloose.
Oh, my God. Another movie that Andy hasn't seen that everyone else has seen.
I know the iconic, the dance thing where they lift each other up.
That's Dirty Dancing!
Oh,
oh my God.
Oh, no.
I can't do it anymore. Where's Tom?
Oh, no.
I don't like being the smart one.
It's
not me.
I'm so sorry.
No, you're right, darling. You're right. Have you got a year written down?
I've got a year.
Okay,
yeah.
Reveal on 3, 2, 1,
1985.
Whoa, man. Whoa.
The year was 1984.
Oh,
we both missed out.
Didn't you say 84?
I said 85.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's all right, mate. You're thrown.
Oh, I'm rattled by this whole dancing
<You're rattled>.
Thing. All right, song number two.
Oh. Is this T-Swizzle?
Yep.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, I tell you what I was going to say.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say
Lady Antebellum.
I was going to go, is that Dixie Chicks?
Yeah, it does sound Dixie-like.
Do you have a little Dixie
Okay,
to it?
So there's a clue, right? Because then that'd be like
Taylor.
Early Taylor. Okay.
Right, I'm going to play it safe. I reckon I'm pretty good with this one. I'm confident.
I have no idea with this one.
All right, reveal in three, two, one.
2007. Ooh.
You've gone early.
I got way early.
It was 2009.
Oh!
Yes! Got it.
Oh, logs.
Got it. All right, all I need is one more. If you get this one, we go to a tiebreaker. Let's try and end it.
Let's do it. Seriously.
Oh.
Jesse McCartney.
Yeah.
Beautiful song.
Okay, you and Tom.
Yeah.
All boys behind the desk love this song. He loves it as well.
Oh, good.
This is hard. Okay. Well,
am
you got
I
me there
crazy
already.
For wanting you?
Where does that take you back to? Any memories there?
I was very young. Didn't have my driver's license, so
okay.
I'm going back.
Back. All right. I've popped down a year, and I'm purely having a guess.
Yep. I'm going guess with you as well. Reveal in 3, 2, 1.
2003.
I went 24.
Ooh.
2004.
24.
I went
24.
The year was 2004.
Oh, yeah!
Okay, this means...
Is this what it feels like to win?
This is what it feels like. You're so close, mate. You are so close. Tiebreaker. Can you win your final week? Guess the year. Come on, Andy.
And that's about the time she walked away.
Come on.
Blink-182.
Yes, thank God for that. Okay, now do you know when it was released?
What the hell is ADD? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age?
Okay. takes you back.
This is like high school days as well.
Have a guess. You know, you can always kind of go under as well if you're not too sure.
Oh, so you're saying that is you saying play it safe.
Oh, you know, I don't know.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I reckon I've gone way too early on it.
That's all right. Here we go.
Reveal in three, two, one.
2001.
Oh.
The year was 1999.
Oh, what?
That can't be right. That can't be right.
1999?
Really?
Are you serious?
Okay, I'm just going to pause for a check. Well, Yeah, it was 1999. Okay, we both... No, I won.
You won.
Sorry, I tried. Yeah. I tried.
You literally tried to help me win.
I went way over, so...
did you try and throw the game? You were like, even go earlier. Play it safer and go earlier. And I did. And I still lost.
Oh, guess the year will return with Tom next week. Things will go back to normal. I will be the one that loses all the time.
Good.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Been filling in for Tom while he's been on paternity leave.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a month off, which is nice.
Yeah.
And it's nice being in the office a bit more because normally I'm just in here on the weekends.
I know.
With Benny.
And I never get to see you guys. Well, I do when I work the weekend shifts, but...
Yeah. But apart from that, we really don't see too much of each other. But it's nice to sort of see, well, it has been the last couple of weeks before lockdown, see some people in the office and people that I don't normally see.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is great.
And peeps love having you around.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. What's the vibe been like behind my back? What have people been saying?
Everyone loves you because you're just a ray of sunshine.
Be honest with me.
Mm-hmm.
Any negative feedback?
No, I don't think anyone would tell any negative feedback to me.
That's fair. Okay, because to my face...
No, actually, I should have said I don't think there would be. I just realised
that. Never say it to your face. There would be some there, but that never say it to your face.
No. I don't think there would be. What can they say?
Well, so I was walking around the office yesterday.
Yeah.
And something just literally screamed at me. And I thought, okay, I have never seen this before. Until now.
Yeah.
And I've been filling in,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like it's gone up within the last couple of days. There is a sign near the printer, and in that section, what does it say? What does the sign say?
It says, please do not talk loudly in this area.
Have you ever seen that sign before?
No, but I saw it the other day too, and I thought, is that directed at me?
That was the thing. So there were a few signs either side of the wall,
yes.
and I was like, hang on a second. I've been here less than 3 weeks. Or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And now signs are going up asking to be quiet in certain areas of the building.
And we were in that area together the other week because we were photocopying some money.
Is that a direct...
Which didn't work, and that was the whole thing.
Is that a direct attack on you and I?
I guarantee it, yes.
Do you think it is?
See, the thing is that... I now remember, what was it?
Oh, here
2 weeks ago.
Now you remember.
We were saying something.
Yeah.
I was saying something to Josh and Herbie from Drive, right? And I was saying how it's funny because, you know, you're loud or whatever. We're saying about how you're loud. I said something on the show, right?
Yeah.
And Josh turned to Herbie and goes, it's really funny when loud people think that other loud people are funny. And I'm like...
You defended yourself, obviously.
No. But I'm like, oh, my God, I am also the Andy. We're both Andys. You're a Loggy and I'm an Andy.
Yeah.
We're just loud individuals. So I'm sure that everyone's going to be quite happy when this ends.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy.
On K-Rock.
We want to know the first horror movie that really broke you.
Yeah, because you said to me today, oh, man, I've seen the new Candyman movie trailer. It looks awesome. Jordan Peele is... so amazing in so many ways. I mean, comedic genius, but now Oscar-winning movie director. He's just so good. And he's co-written and produced this one, right?
Yeah.
So Candyman was the first movie that broke me as a child because I went to a sleepover. I didn't want to watch it, but the girls were like, this will be fun. And I just didn't have the heart to be like, no, and take a stand. And peer pressure, as we know.
Oh, it sucks.
Can be a
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's bad.
So, exactly. I had to watch it. It triggers me. It was the first horror movie that broke me, and yours was The Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
And I thought it would be really cool. Yeah, I'll watch it with my mates. Yeah. I'll be the cool one. But I am petrified of horror movies.
And I've never watched The Candyman again. We've got Sarah from St. Lennon's on the phone. Sarah, what horror movie broke you?
It has to be Freddy Krueger.
Oh, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yep, yep. I was 10 and I was watching it with my brother and my sister.
Yeah.
And they're like, just close your eyes in the horrible scene.
Oh,
yeah, easier said than done.
But if you close your eyes, you fall asleep. And then that's the whole problem.
Yeah, but I love horror movies now.
Oh, what? Really?
Yeah.
Have you gone back to Freddy Krueger, though, or is that part of your life over?
No, that's over. I'm done with.
Done deal. That's
Can't
it.
Go back
Although
to
there
it.
Is a young Johnny Depp in the first Nightmare on Elm Street, which, might be able to get you back.
Oh, I wouldn't have thought so. Probably Johnny Depp not. Is pretty spooky.
He needs a bit of a POS. Anyway.
52232955. Glenn in Highton, what horror movie broke you, mate?
I had to be Child's Play with Chucky, the little psycho doll.
No. Oh, my God. You've just opened a memory in my mind. That was terrible.
How old were you when you watched it, do you reckon?
I reckon it's about 12 when I watched it on the VHS.
Do you know what?
Was that old?
Yeah, speaking of VHS, kids nowadays don't get this. God, I sound old. But you know when you would walk into the video shop, I remember them having a movie poster and a cutout of Chucky.
Oh,
why would they do that to people? Why would you do that to people?
He was a psycho, wasn't he?
Yeah. And those little overalls, ugh.
Yeah, he was a little short
overalls
fella getting around
anyway.
With the knife, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. That's a good one. What about Lee in St. Albans Park? Lee, what was the first horror movie that broke you, mate?
There are a few, but the one that stands out the most is When a Stranger Calls.
Oh,
When a Stranger Calls.
Give us a quick synopsis of it.
Well, my mum and dad used to go out to a lot of weddings and that. We used to get babysat a lot, and it was about a babysitter. And the phone call used to come and she'd answer it and they'd go, "Have you checked the children?"
Oh, my God.
Goodness, Lee!
And when they figured it out, the phone call was coming from inside the house where she was babysitting.
Oh, of course, because that's been used in a lot of popular culture. The phone call's coming from inside the house.
That's right.
Okay.
That is spooky. Yeah. Oh.
Nah,
I don't know why we've done this phone
call. I know, me too, because that would stay with me for a lifetime, Lee.
It's scaring me more and more. 52232955. Tanya in Lovely Banks. Tanya, what was the movie?
8-year-old Tanya got petrified by Evil Dead.
Evil Dead, another one that I haven't seen. What's the go with this one?
It's now, in hindsight, it's absolutely ridiculous because I've revisited it as an adult.
Yeah.
But there's like a group of teenagers and they go out into the woods, as you do, into a little cabin. And things become possessed and trees become possessed and attack them and one of the friends become possessed and...
And exactly.
And you're watching that as an 8-year-old.
An 8-year-old.
Oh, my goodness.
It was just not normal.
Love mum and dads back in the day? Yeah, watch it. It's fine.
Yeah, let's hire this one at the video shop. Yeah, no worries.